That's right, we're with Chris here, who's just come from winning the race for LGBT plus officer. Chris, how's it feel?
Hey, thanks for having me. It feels great. I'm very frazzled, very overwhelmed, probably won't host a good interview. I'm just so grateful to everyone who voted for me, so thank you for listening.
Sorry, Harry, I adored your acceptance speech.
Thank you.
I thought that was phenomenal. That was so good. What made you... was that planned?
No, that's just me.
Amazing. Amazing.
I wonder as well if I could get your opinion on how formidable Ron was as a opposition candidate.
You know, he put up a good campaign. He tried, like, especially in the end, like, he really went for it.
Yeah, those hustings, must have been
hustings,
tough.
You know, but 59 votes to, 700 and something else? I'm very overwhelmed, very happy.
And obviously, you know, you've probably got your eyes set on the next year ahead already.
Absolutely.
You know, what's kind of the one thing you're most looking forward to most, apart from getting stash?
For next year, right now, like, all I'm thinking about is the result of the gender neutral toilet referendum, because I don't know it yet. I'm not sure if it's out there. I don't know who's
That'll
asked.
Be announced on Monday, Luxor.
Will it? Okay, brilliant. Yeah, that's going to be great. But, like, for next year, like, it's definitely going to be trying to push that and also, like, work on my manifesto and just meet all the new people, all the new freshers and all the existing people I haven't met yet and continue to build our community. And it's really, really inspiring, and I'm so grateful.
Well, that's great to hear, Chris. And, of course, you're going to announce the winner of our 4 free tickets to Ocean tonight for St. Paddy's Day.